The Export-Import Bank may not be well-known, but for small businesses in Washington State, the credit agency has been crucial when they do business overseas. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Sam Basta has been selling boat lifts since 1985. He didn't know much about the Export-Import Bank until he started expanding his market overseas.
I guess I thought, like many others, that it was geared to these big businesses or, aerospace or something like that.
But Basta found that EXIM Bank also helps small businesses like his. Last year, he was introduced to the agency as he was expanding his market to Sweden. Before EXIM Bank's backing, Basta shipped his lifts one or two at a time. He also required his customers to prepay. Now he can ship a container load at a time. The credit agency guarantees payment.
What it does is it gives us a sense of assurance that we know we're going to get paid.
The Export-Import Bank has been around for 80 years. In July, the agency's charter expired and wasn't renewed. Critics in Congress say the program amounts to corporate welfare. Earlier this month, the House passed a bill that includes reauthorizing the agency. A similar bill passed the Senate. Even so, Senator Patty Murray says it's not a done deal.
We just have a month and a half left in this session with a lot on our plate. And this legislation got enough votes in the House. By a procedural move, got enough votes in the Senate. But it actually needs to be on language that is going to go in a bill form to the president.
Lawmakers have until mid-December to iron out their differences. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.